Matt Marks Notebook for August 3rd, Dog Days of Podcasting 2026. I was listening to NCAF's podcast yesterday about productivity, and he mentioned GTD and 43 folders. I like GTD, and I've been using it for years and years, or at least the principles. I think I've, you know, twisted it enough ways that it's not that recognizable. But anyway, I still like that system. 43 folders, I think I tried it once for about a week 10 plus years ago, and never looked at it again after that. But here's what I'm doing now, at least for certain things that are time sensitive. I have multiple Google calendars, so one for my personal life, one for office tasks, deliverables, meetings, stuff that's, if I ended up having to share that calendar, I'd be perfectly fine sharing that calendar alone. Another office calendar for the department. This is for department-wide functions and basically everybody's vacation schedule. Got another calendar just for Toastmasters and events with my club and within the district. And then I have another calendar for family events, and yet another calendar that I dedicate to AI. And I have a Perplexity account. So I made a Google account that only my Perplexity account accesses, and whatever changes it makes, it's just going to create events and tasks within that Google account. So there's no way that it can go and fill around and mess up my real account. So anyway, the whole point of all that is that in Google Calendar, you switch to the schedule view. That's, in Outlook and Thunderbird, this is equivalent to the agenda view of a calendar. Makes a nice ordered list by date of all the tasks that fall on that day. And then because it's Google Calendar, you can turn off off and on the various calendars you want to display. So that's your way of organizing things, and then you see a sheet, or at least a page, of all the events for the day or the week. And it's a nice and tidy way of seeing your appointments. So the key thing is, yeah, you're not going to put undated or time insensitive events on the calendar. So you still have to maintain that to-do list in some other system. But if you can tie a date onto a specific task, this is a pretty good way of organizing them. And I don't know if it's going to help you much, NCAF, but I found that it works pretty well for what I need. I still have to put the stuff that takes an unknown amount of time, like when I'm working on a project and I have a, you know, say write a report, do a design or review, well, more often review designs and get back to other people. That is not something I would put on a calendar. So that you still gotta track some other way. But anyway, I think that's gone on for long enough today, so I'll talk to you tomorrow.